Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something lately. Many parents are reaching out about toilet training, and specifically about when their little ones seem to resist using the potty. And I want you to know something right from the start. You are not alone in this. In fact, this is one of the most common experiences parents have, and there is so much beautiful wisdom we can share about it. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about what's really happening when your child is learning toilet independence, and more importantly, how we can support them through this amazing developmental journey. First, let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this phase. When your little one is between ages 3 and 4, something absolutely wonderful is happening in their development. Their brain is discovering something called autonomy. That's a big word, but it means they're realizing, oh my goodness, I am my own person. I can make choices. I have control over my own body. And you know what? That is beautiful. That is exactly what's supposed to happen at this age. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Toilet training happens to fall right in the middle of this autonomy discovery phase. And your child's brilliant little brain is thinking, wait a minute, this is MY body. I get to decide what happens with MY body. And sometimes, that means they want to make their own choices about when and how they use the potty. This isn't defiance, my friend. This is development. This is your child's brain growing exactly the way it's meant to grow. Let me share what the research tells us, because this is so important. Dr. Kara Goodwin, a wonderful child psychologist, has studied toilet training extensively, and she found something fascinating. The sweet spot for toilet training is usually between 27 and 32 months, but here's the thing. Children who start training after this window often complete the process more quickly than children who start earlier. Why? Because they have more emotional readiness. They have more language skills. They have more understanding of their own bodies. And most importantly, they have a stronger sense of autonomy, which means they can participate in the process as partners, not just as children being trained. The American Academy of Pediatrics tells us something beautiful, too. They say that emotional growth is just as important as physical readiness for toilet training. Your child needs to feel a sense of independence and self-mastery. They need to feel like this is something they're learning to do, not something being done to them. And when we understand this, everything shifts. So let's talk about what this means for you, right now in your home with your beautiful child who might be having accidents or refusing the potty. First, take a deep breath. You are doing wonderfully. Your child is not broken. They're not behind. They're not being difficult. They are learning one of the most complex skills of early childhood, which is understanding and responding to their own body's signals while also navigating this huge developmental leap of autonomy. That's a lot for a little person. Here's what the magic book whispers to me about supporting children through this journey. Number one, remove the pressure. When your child feels like toilet training is something they have to do, their autonomy-seeking brain says, oh, really? Watch me not do it then. But when toilet training feels like something they get to do, something they're learning as a big kid skill, something they have choice and control over, their brain says, oh, this is interesting. I want to try this. Number two, celebrate the small steps. I know that's hard, especially if you're hearing from family members or friends about when their children were trained. But pressure creates resistance. Every time your child sits on the potty, even if nothing happens, that's progress. Every time they tell you they need to go, even if it's too late, that's progress. Every time they show interest in the potty, that's progress. The magic book taught me that learning happens in tiny sparkles, not giant leaps. And every sparkle deserves celebration. Number three, use positive language. Research shows that parents who praise their children's efforts and avoid negative words like stinky or gross or yucky see faster progress. Your words create your child's internal voice. When you say, wow, you're learning to listen to your body, that's amazing. Your child thinks, yes, I am learning, I can do this. Number four, honor their unique timeline. Some children train in weeks, some take months, some have long periods of success and then suddenly have accidents again. All of this is normal. All of this is okay. Your child is not a robot following a program. They're a unique human being with their own developmental rhythm. And here's something the magic book showed me that I absolutely love. We have a story called The Garden of Growing Steps. It's about Milo and Nana discovering a magical practice garden where every small effort makes flowers bloom. and they learn something beautiful. They learn that their unique ways of trying are special gifts that help beautiful things grow. Milo approaches the garden gently and carefully. Nana approaches it with energy and enthusiasm. And you know what? Both of their approaches make flowers bloom. Different flowers, beautiful flowers, but flowers nonetheless. This story is perfect for children learning toilet independence because it teaches them that there's no single right way to learn something new. Their way of learning, their pace, their approach, it's all valuable. It's all special. It's all making something beautiful bloom. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them. Just like Milo and Nana each had their own special way of making flowers grow, you have your own special way of learning to use the potty. And every small step you take is making something beautiful bloom. Let me share a few more practical strategies that align with what the research tells us. If your child is having frequent accidents, check in about whether they might be constipated. Hard bowel movements can make children afraid of using the potty, and that fear can show up as resistance. Make sure they're drinking plenty of water and eating fiber-rich foods. If your child seems anxious about the potty, make it less scary. Let them decorate the bathroom with stickers. Let them choose special underwear with their favorite characters. Let them bring a book or a small toy to hold while they sit. The more comfortable and in control they feel, the more willing they'll be to try. If your child is resistant to sitting on the potty at all, don't force it. Forcing creates power struggles, and power struggles create more resistance. Instead, invite them. Say, "I'm going to sit on the potty now. Would you like to sit on yours too? Or it's potty time. Let's go together." Make it a fun routine, not a battle. And here's something beautiful. If your child has a younger sibling, they might actually be more interested in toilet training because they want to do big kid things. But they also might regress sometimes because they see the baby getting attention. Both of these are normal. Just keep offering gentle encouragement and celebrating every step forward. The magic book reminds me that patience is one of the greatest gifts we can give our children. And patience doesn't mean waiting passively. It means actively supporting, actively encouraging, actively celebrating, while also trusting that your child's brain and body know what they're doing. Your child will learn this skill. I promise you, every child does in their own time, in their own way. And when they do, it will be because they felt safe, supported, and in control of their own learning journey. So tonight or tomorrow, whenever feels right, snuggle up with your little one and read the Garden of Growing Steps together. Talk about how Milo and Nana each had their own special way of trying. Ask your child what their special way of learning new things is. Celebrate their unique approach. And then, with love and patience and trust, continue supporting them on their toilet training journey. Celebrate the small steps. Use positive language. Remove the pressure. Honor their timeline. You are doing beautifully, my friend. Your child is lucky to have a parent who cares enough to learn about their development, who wants to support them with understanding and patience. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your wonderful child. Sweet dreams and happy learning. With love and starlight, Inara.